good stories, good thoughts, good news. In a world filled with negativity, it's time to tell Anna and Raven something good. Tell me something good. Powered by PC Richard and Son, Star 99.9.
You wake up to a lot of bad news. We're not into that here. We want to hear your good news.
Mm-hmm.
And this morning, it was just announced that a Yale professor and New Haven resident was among the two researchers awarded the Nobel Prize for Economics.
I guess that's pretty good news.
Yeah. Yale University's William Nordhaus was named for integrating climate change into long-term macroeconomic analysis.
Of course he was. I was working on the very same thing. He just edged me out.
They said in awarding the Nobel Prize in Economics, the Swedish Royal Academy of Sciences said that Nordhaus showed that the most efficient remedy for problems caused by greenhouse gases is a global scheme of universally imposed carbon taxes. I feel stupid even reading that, right? Like, I don't even understand.
Basically, they're saying if all the things that damage the environment were made more expensive through taxation, then we would stop using them.
How did you even understand that?
Because I'm a smart guy, Anna.
There's so many words.
This facade, I do this for you.
Oh.
I do this to help carry the program. You know that, right?
You dummy yourself down to bring yourself to my level. Do you know that if you win the Nobel Peace Prize, you win money?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
So, isn't it $250,000 or how much is it? Is it $1 million now?
So because it was the two of them that worked on this macroeconomic analysis, they're going to share the $1.01 million prize.
Yeah, pretty great.
It's half a million dollars.
1.01 would be $1 million,
wouldn't it? 1,100,000. Right. Aren't you supposed to be the smart one?
Right. Well, I'm thinking that they give you the $1,100,000 so you could pay the taxes or a piece of it maybe on that. Who knows?
I mean, I don't even, like, whoever wrote this article is smarter than me.
Right.
But congratulations, and that's really cool that's happening here at Yale. So
I've got one for you here.
Yep.
The playoffs are tied up. It'll be Yankees and Red Sox again tonight, I believe it is. But Dunkin' is celebrating the 108-win season of the Red Sox. And today being October 8th, they're doing $1.08 coffee all day long. So you can do that for 108 wins, and it being 10-8.
They're not going to do that.
$1.08 coffee
in Fairfield County down there. There's no way.
Listen, if you're willing to show up and say, "Give me one of them Sox coffees," you're good. And then the other thing I got for you
is,
despite working on one of his six vehicles for like 36 hours straight before he got to the fair. My kid showed up at the fair, pulled his truck off the trailer, and was the last truck into the mud bogging pit, and nearly ran the entire course. It was fun. It was a proud moment.
Do you win mud bogging? I don't know what mud bogging
You don't, but everybody stood up and cheered. It was good. It was, all that stuff. Where most people were getting stuck in trucks that size for the last 2 hours before he made it right to the end. Then he broke something.
Oh.
Which sounded very, very expensive. But it's not my problem. It's his problem.
On that note.
But it was a fun moment anyway. So.
If you'd like to share your good news, we'd love to hear it. Give us a call at 1-800-330-9999. Tell us something good.